And welcome to Awesome Fishing Radio. And how you doing, Captain Steve?
Hey, man, I am absolutely doing great, and I am happy that it's raining outside the Awesome Fishing Studio here.
Yeah, you found you some hooks, man, didn't you? Is this what you're looking for?
No, but this will work.
Yeah, it'll work. Quit being so dang picky.
This will work.
That's pretty good. Pretty good hook. So
they're sharp. Yeah. Gamakatsu are sharp hooks.
You're wanting me to go dig in the truck and try to find another one, right?
We'll talk after a
while. That'll work. That'll work.
I tell you, I've gotten, and the other voice everybody hears over here is Greg Watts. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Doing great, man. I'm glad you took a little time off of your little tour of fishing all these dang redfish to spend some time with us, man.
Well, actually, we're on vacation, and I'm glad to be here. Glad you guys wanted me to come in and enjoy it.
I tell you what, man, it's good to have you in the studio. I wasn't able to be here last time, so I thank you and Steve and Captain Hank Irving. And I have to tell Hank, you're down there in his neighborhood because he lives there in Venice. And Steve, you need to hook up with him. He owes us some fishing trips, so you need to collect on it while you're down there.
Yeah, I thought about that already. I just don't know how much spare time I'm going to wind up having. Mm-hmm. And I would like to at least call him and go up there and see where that boat ramp is in Venice. And, you know, if nothing else, probably in the middle of the day, if he's got a slack day, just get him to ride me around and show me some stuff. I've really wanted to move that direction for wintertime. And you fished up in there.
Just a little bit for redfish. There's one little bay just north of Venice. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you the name of it, honestly, but it is just loaded with big redfish and great tournament redfish, too. Mm. So if anybody finds out where it's at, they can call in and let me know. I've been there one time, and I've done really well. I just don't know the name of it, right. But I know how to get there.
It marked on the GPS as the X spot?
The X spot, yeah. I mean, if I give it away, a lot of guys will be hunting me down in Winter Haven. So
everybody will be there.
Keep it close.
I tell you, a buddy of mine, I don't know if you know Captain Brian Chamberlain. He's a flyer thrower, and he just got back from North Florida or something, and he sent me the photos on the internet. And it's called the Tarpon X Spot. He won't tell no one where it was. I guess these things were up there in North Florida and just kind of just lollygagging and just happy,
well,
happy
fish. It's time for him to be up there.
Yeah. And, but it does. You have to kind of respect a guy that way, too. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't take much for a guy to give a spot away. Mm-hmm. And then this guy gives it to his best friend and his best friend and his cousin mm-hmm. and his brother. And
kind of like what we were talking about earlier,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the name of our game, tournament fishing. We have to keep hunting. So mm-hmm. I'm used to that.
That's right. Sort of like my snook areas for nighttime snook, and you know where those are, and Steve knows where they are. But the thing about it is, for other people, somewhere on the West Coast.
That's right. That's right. That's called a spot. In a spot, Keelan.
Exactly. But anyhow, so you got a little bit of a break, huh?
Just a little bit. We've been off the road now for about 3 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. Been down to Inglewood, down where Steve vacations also, and we'll be coming home Saturday. Steve will be going down Friday. So the fish that I harassed, Steve's going to pick it up, carry on for a couple of weeks.
I've got pertinent, up-to-date information today, too. So Greg has filled me in on what's happening down there and looking forward to doing that. Now, you guys kick back in gear August, first weekend or something?
Yeah, like the middle of the first week of August, we take off again, and we'll have roughly a week or 8 days of pre-fish in Chalmette, Louisiana. Mm. So we're back on tour with ESPN, and after that, we'll come back for the Pensacola ESPN. So those two are pretty tight. We've got to where anytime we're in North Florida, it's always a 150-mile run to Louisiana. So it's going to be some good pre-fish. Mm-hmm. Our two championships, the FLW and the ESPN, both are in Biloxi, Mississippi this year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to finish the year out right there between Northwest Florida and the Mississippi River. So
that's good.
We're going to be cutting a lot of ground, I'm telling you.
Now, I went over and visited with your brother the other day, and we talked for a while, but I asked him, and then I'll ask you. Hey, he's a valued friend, as both of you guys are. Right. Greg, how is all of this fresh water that dumped into Iowa and all that up there that's going to run in the Mississippi River, is that going to have any bearing at all on what you guys are fixing to do?
It's unbelievable. Not as much this time of the year. We're still going to see some of that. Mm-hmm. But what really hurts, I'm going to not say the tournament guy. Let's forget that. Let's just talk about redfish and trout fishing in general. For that Venice, Louisiana area, mm-hmm. the dump station of the Mississippi River.
Right.
We can be February, we can be 2 miles east or west of the Mississippi and have 70-degree water temp on the flat. We can move inside the Mississippi River and have mid-50s.
Hmm.
That's what's dangerous for the redfish. So naturally, that kind of blows everything out of that into that river, all the way down through southwest. All the passes really get cool, and it's because of all the snow and the rain they have during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, the water coming out of there now with all the torrential downpours and the temp is still cooler, but it doesn't have the effect. The major effect it has this time of the year is it really, really muddies the water.
Right.
Really, really
visibility.
Visibility is zero. Nothing.
Now, what is your magic temp that you're looking for?
We really don't.
Really? So you're not watching that?
On my Lowrance, I don't know that I ever watch the temp gauge on it.
Mm-hmm.
Things vary, and you guys know as well as I do. Usually in the springtime, the bite usually picks up after mm-hmm. lunch. I mean, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 degrees, 4 degrees, water mm-hmm. temp means everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the tournament mentality that you, regardless, you have to catch them. I don't mm-hmm. care what it is, regardless. You're going to put yourself in position around fish any time of the day. And if they're really not eating good, maybe you're hoping for that kamikaze. So as a redfish tournament guy, it's not all about catching 100 fish a day, but it's about catching 2 or 3 of the mm-hmm. right fish.
Quality fish.
Exactly. So it's all about being on that school or pod or 5 of the right ones to win.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always about being on 3 and 4 pounders because we don't care to look at them, nor do we care to look at 28-inchers.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know that after our week or 10 days of pre-fishing, we're on an area that has good quality fat fish. Now, regardless of the water temp, time of day, rain, shine, it doesn't matter, fog, we're going to stay there. And we're going to visit these, and we're just hoping for that bite or two when we know times are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get good, then you end up catching 4 or 5, then your day's done. So,
but you guys pretty much know the area you're going to go to anyway. I mean,
well, we do during the final couple of days of pre-fish, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of know what they're doing and why they're there and what they will eat. But you guys know, like I do, it's fish and everything changes day to day. So being able to adapt to try to get those fish to eat to me is more important than saying, oh, I got to sit here until the water warms up 3 degrees. And no, you're not going to sit there and look at them. You're going to try to catch them.
Mm-hmm. And Brian tells me if I ever go out there and redfish, I won't want to do it here again.
It will spoil you terrible.
Hey, let me ask you, man. Now, the girlfriend has been talking to me that she's wanting to go out there, but not really for fishing. I said, well, if I go, I'm fishing, so I'm going to have to
There's nothing else to do. I mean, what else is there?
There's
no malls. You can save money.
Uh-huh. I mean, so it all got blown away this morning.
Well, there never has been a mall down there.
It's the end of the road.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she traps you up in New Orleans, you're in big trouble.
Well, that's where I think she's wanting to go, is up in that area. Now, is there some areas I can go fish fairly close to that? Or
well, everything out of New Orleans is 30 to 35 minutes away. The Bayou Signet area,
mm-hmm.
I could shoot a BB gun and hit inner New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty close. But and that can be great fishing in the summertime. It can mm-hmm. be really good. But you're going to want to ride down Highway 23. You're going to want to go down to Port Sulphur, Empire, and then down to Venice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Being the river's not flooded really high.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had a lot of rain all year. Mm-hmm. We were just up there the first of the year, and nobody ever ventured out of Venice.
Yeah. So, I tell you what, I have had some buddies go up there and throw some flies to some of those mooses. And, you know, I'm not going to look for the ones you're looking for. I'm looking for the big boys,
right.
You know. And purple merkins crabs. And those things love them. Yeah, no, I mean, I can't believe the fish. Old Jeff Abels that does all my jewelry and stuff, he goes up there and fishes them. And, I mean, he has these things that make our redfish over there on the lagoon look like puppies.
Greg, tell Keelan about Brian was telling me when you guys got into some with some popping corks in some deeper water, and the one came up and ate the cork.
Oh, that happens all the time, though, Steve. That's not really a tactic for the tournament guy. Not really, because the fish are so big. But it's throwing that Bass Assassin popping cork with about a 3-foot leader of 40 to 50, 60-pound fluorocarbon on a half-ounce jig head or a quarter-ounce. And popping that popping cork. But you're outside. You're on the inner bays, just on the outside. It's big fish, big
now,
fish.
Now, that Bass Assassin one, I haven't seen that. I use these the Cajun Thunder ones.
Right.
Is that something equivalent?
It's basically the same, but what Robin Shivers has done, it's called a quick cork now. So you can actually take this popping cork and pull two pins and take it off if you want to go deep with it.
That'd be good.
Yep. So it's a really good idea.
That's interesting. I'll
is that
to check
the one that's
those
cupped
out.
On the top too? Does it actually
no, it's
pop?
Not, no, it actually pops very well. It's not cupped though, but it's very common to have a fish on and reel up and feel three or four more boom 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 just eating it and come back with your cork is just shaved down to nothing. That's very common. Big fish, 30, 40 pounds.
Taking a bite out of it, huh?
Yeah.
And I tell you, those popping corks made me a believer. Those are my people that can't catch a fish in the bucket if they're dead and they're pouring them into a net. You put those popping corks on with a DOA or whatever on them, and I mean, it's like about the third pop, something's on it.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, I mean, that's a great tournament tactic for us.
Really?
We just don't go outside to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We might stay inside. North Carolina is probably my second most favorite fishery for numbers, and a popping cork is probably next to a Lucky Craft crankbait, because there's a lot of shoals and shell out there, and a crankbait works really good. But a popping cork, 50,
now,
60
you're using
fish a day.
How heavy of a fluorocarbon leader, you said?
On the popping cork, 40, 50, 60.
I never used
not
lead,
they're
heavy.
Not leader shy.
You catch
really?
A big old fish, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking of
mooses.
20-pounders. Hurry up and get him off. Let's get a good one.
Yeah.
They're big out there. So, But basically, for all of our tournament fishing, it's 25 to 30 for everything else.
I use about 25 to 30,
right.
You know. And
me
but
too.
That's like a trout go-to thing also. I mean, they like that
right.
stuff too. But so what are you just using, a jig head with a gulp or something like that?
Jig
or?
Head and a gulp, any kind of gulp.
Really? It don't matter which one.
Sinking minnow, shrimp, 4-inch shrimp, it doesn't matter. Goby, it's you're getting their attention with a cork and they're eating it.
Do you see the bite with that gulp comparison to some of the other stuff, DOAs and all that? Does it? The gulp definitely is the bite, right?
I've not used anything plastic or a plastic-type bait other than gulp in the last 5 years, and to me there is no comparison. None.
Tell me, have you found the technique to get the stink out of your tackle bag if that thing gets in there?
Yeah, I've got a couple little tricks how to keep it contained.
Well,
but it's going to Walmart and buying a Tupperware, a sealed snap lid.
Yeah, exactly.
And you never want to open a gulp pack and try to zip it back up and put it in your pocket because it leaks. Or put it in your tackle bag or put it in your boat. It'll drain out.
The only thing I found is scrub the interior of your tackle bag with toothpaste. It smells kind of minty, but it's better than it was with gulp.
You're going to extremes.
I tell you what, that stuff gets kind of rough on your fingers too, you know.
But I'm telling you, it's an amazing product to catch fish, and not just reds.
Mm-hmm.
Snook, trout, reds, flounders, jacks, puffers, as we were talking earlier.
I tell you what, it's the go-to, man. They need to have a puffer tournament for over on the East Coast.
Pinfish.
Oh, man.
Pinfish. Yeah, you pull it up, man, and it looks like a piranha to eat that sucker. Little
well,
chunks out
for
of it.
That's just proof for the guy that doesn't believe in the scents
or
a scent of a bait. Put that up against something else on the market that has a scent in it.
Yeah.
And then find out whether it's pinfish pecking, or any type of bait. You try that gulp. Put it on, and I'm telling you, for the guy that doesn't believe it, it'll make a believer out of him.
When we come back in just a few minutes, we got to go pay a couple bills. I'll tell you about what we were doing with it the other day.
You got it.
Music. Andy Thornell Company, outdoor clothing, footwear, and equipment since 1945. Our Orvis Fly Shop is one of the best in Florida, with over 700 fly patterns for saltwater, bass, and panfish. And we have a few hundred trout flies when you head for the mountains. And if you tie your own flies, we stock all of the materials and tools. Waders, vests, and the coolest fishing gadgets, including Boga grips and Calusa cast nets, are in stock. We wear fishing shirts year-round, and we have some of the best prices on Columbia, Ex Officio, and Under Armour shirts, including the new sunproof t-shirts and the buff headgear. And we realize that you cannot play every day, so we have some unexpected surprises, sport coats, dress shirts, and even neckwear for the gentlemen, and the ladies always find their way back to our custom jewelry shop. Andy Thornell Company, downtown Winter Haven, 299-9999, andythornell.com.
Okay, Steve, cast over there at 12 o'clock right there. See the fish?
How far? How far?
Over there about 40 foot. Cast.
I can't see him. I'm not going to cast till
Steve,
I can see him.
Steve, put your Costas on right now, those new 580 lenses. You've got to turn around and have them on where you can see these fish, man, or you're going to blow our day.
There they are. Watch this, Keelan. Here they go.
Man, great hookup, man.
Come see us at Andy Thornell Company, downtown Winter Haven.
Mudhole Custom Tackle is the premier dealer for custom rod building. Whether it's rod blanks or top quality guides, Mudhole has everything you need to build your own rods. But Mudhole Custom Tackle is much more than just a component store. Located in Oviedo, Mudhole Custom Tackle is a complete fishing outfitter. They carry everything from spinning tackle to push poles, from fly fishing gear to tackle boxes. Mudhole has it all. You can check them out at mudhole.com or visit them in their Central Florida showroom in Oviedo. And make sure you tell them you heard about them on Awesome Fishing Radio.
And welcome back to Awesome Fishing Radio. We seem to every week get this great wealth of knowledge in between the segments here, but you know, I was noticing there the other day, I saw y'all doing something with TV and stuff, and I noticed y'all have become the new poster children for Sterling Boats. Impressive boat, man.
Those boats are just amazing. We've a little history on that. We started out in the Hughes Maverick back in 2001, then we moved over to Ranger for 6.5 years. And now we're in Sterling Boats, which is a fantastic thing. These boats are they're really awesome. They really they run hard. They run they run flat. It's amazing. A lot of boat, and these boats really have a lot of speed, but the one of the qualities about it, I can run 2 footers at 55, 60 miles an hour all day long, and you can't do that in a lot of boats.
Exactly.
I mean, you just get right up on top of them, and it's a 1500-pound boat while we're running 22 footers, and my top end speed 68, 69, if I want to let it run that hard. And that's, you know, 60 miles an hour on the water is moving.
So I looked at Brian's the other day, and I really like that setup he's got.
I've
not seen yours yet.
The X boat,
With the bigger console and the rocket launcher, I guess, to sit on.
Well, they're exactly the same hull. They're built out of the same hull. And the inside's a little different. Brian has the X boat, X22 Shearwater, which is the bay boat style. And I have the ZX2200 Sterling, the flats boat.
Now, how do you pick which boat y'all are going to fish out of?
We didn't pick these. We were glad we got them. The company, Bob Ackerbloom, who owns the company, said, "I'd love for you guys to run one of these and one of these."
But what I'm saying is, okay, if you're going to be fishing Venice up there or whatever, which boat? You go take both of them?
We take both the pre-fish.
Really? Yep. And then you're going to determine which one would be your best boat to use in
One's not any better than the other, in my opinion.
Really?
Some of that, being brothers, being twins, one day one will say, "You know what? I think we need to fish out of this boat today." Okay, that's fine. Let's go.
Okay.
And so it's not really an issue of saying this boat does one thing better than the other. Both boats float almost identical, troll motor, pole, whatever you want to do with them. They both fish almost the same.
Now, you were talking, too, in a chop condition and running. As I know, a lot of boats, you know, in a chop condition run like you got a barrel full of squirrels in the front hatch. I mean, how does that you're saying it handles really good in a rough condition?
It handles unbelievably. And mm-hmm. I mean solid two and a half footers. If I'm out on the beach and I'm running mm-hmm. and I want to run 60, and the boat, the harder you run it, the better it rides. A lot of boats claim that, mm-hmm. but I've been in a lot of boats.
Well, you know, as we say, the bull crap, you know, and there's a lot of it out there.
Yes,
and
right.
I mean, and the boat builders seem to have a lot of it. Absolutely. You know, I don't care which one it is. Mine's better than yours. But, you know, as we see, as we use them, you know, we know which ones are the better quality.
Right. You understand those boats more and more all mm-hmm. the time. You know, nothing bad about the Ranger boats. Great company. Ranger boats are wet. I'll give them that. The Ranger, the 22 Bay boats, probably the best boat they ever built on the market, which is a okay boat. It doesn't even compare to the 22 I'm running now.
Really?
And that's not of that's I'm not sitting here trying to sales pitch a sponsor. That is the God's honest truth. It's an unbelievable boat.
And that's the good thing too, is you get to speak about using a product that you believe in.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't be out there using it just because they gave it to you if you felt it was unsafe and it didn't work good.
Right. Exactly. If it couldn't help me out, I don't even want it.
Now, I did hear about a difference between your boat and Brian's boat.
The difference being?
The Evinrude guy came over the other day to borrow Brian's, and he says, "Brian, how come Greg's boat's never this clean?"
Brian never gets fish line.
Oh, that's what it is. Brian's never gets dirty. That's what it is.
You didn't have to ask that.
No, that was a good answer.
Yours is a work boat, right?
Mine's you know, I use my boat, and I enjoy it. And it does get clean every now and again, but
I tell you what, when we come back in a few minutes, I'll tell you about we were with another guy the other day in the same situation. I got in there and I go, gee whiz, man, don't you ever wash this sucker? Mm. I didn't feel bad of getting in there with muddy shoes.
You don't want to wash the luck out of it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Captain Keelan with Awesome Fishing Radio. I want to share with you what has become my new favorite tackle shop. Tampa Fishing Outfitters is located just north of Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. These guys have a great store with fantastic selections of rods, reels, and everything else you need for a great day on the water. Be sure to check out our new Ohiro brand of rods. And here's my own secret tip for you. Be sure to pick up some of the Ohiro fluorocarbon. It's almost invisible in the water, and it really helps me to put more fish in the boat.
And don't forget Lee Fisher cast nets. These nets use the dragon head swivel, which makes opening the net much easier. That means more bait and quicker fishing for you. Tampa Fishing Outfitters is my new favorite place to buy all my fishing supplies, and I really think you'll like it. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Come out and see what quality fishing gear is really like, or give them a call at 813-870-1234 and tell them you heard about them on Awesome Fishing Radio. This is Captain Steve Nichols here of Awesome Fishing Radio, and along with Captain Keelan, our passion is fishing and helping others catch fish.
Captain Steve's right. We want to be on the water with our friends and family, not worrying about how we're going to get our boat there. That's why we rely on Rolls Axles trailers. Simply put, they're the most dependable trailer on the market.
That's because they're the only all-aluminum trailers made. They use only high-quality materials to produce a superior product. In fact, they have a patent on their aluminum springs.
And they're so confident that you'll never have to replace them that they offer a lifetime warranty on the springs. By using a combination of aluminum and stainless parts, Rolls Axle has created the only trailer you'll ever need.
They're located at 702 Hitchcock Street in Plant City, and you can check them out on the web at www.rollsaxle.com
or give them a call at 1-888-ROLLS-52. That is 1-888-765-5752. Make sure you told them that you heard about them on Awesome Fishing Radio. Whether it's shallow water fishing you're after or just a great family time out on the water, Malibu Kayaks make the perfect craft for you. Their 9-foot Mini X is a great all-around fishing kayak with excellent maneuverability for the more serious anglers. The X-Factor model is pure fishing joy. This 14-foot boat is designed for fishing or diving. It has 3 watertight hatches for loads of storage, and it comes outfitted with flush-mounted rod holders and even has room for a live bait tank in the rear. With its sleek profile and dry ride, this kayak has quickly become the official Awesome Fishing kayak.
It's what we use to reach those skinny water fish you hear everyone talking about. If you want to check out these kayaks, call Action Water Sports at 863-967-4148. They carry a full line of Malibu kayaks and all the accessories to go with them. Tell them Awesome Fishing sent you.
And welcome back to Awesome Fishing Radio. And I learned something else there in the break time. Learned that when he was talking to ESPN, that I was thinking that that was a tournament and the Oberto one was
two separate events.
Yeah, I was thinking it's two separates, but no, it's not. It's one.
It's exactly the same.
So there's that FLW.
Right.
And is the Ranger Redfish
the IFA.
Oh, is that the IFA?
Yeah. Okay. And that's still going pretty strong, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're out on the road and you're going to fish, how long do you pre-fish something? I mean, do you get there a week ahead?
Yeah, usually we're there a week or 8 days ahead.
Okay.
So we're on the water 6, 7, 8 days before the event starts, and the event's for 3 days if you make the top five. Top five goes to the third day.
You got to be tired, man.
Oh, you're just – you're wore out.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask Brian.
Well, I told Brian the other day, I said, listen, I said, you're not 28 anymore either, bub.
That's right. That's right.
You know? But the trust me, things change.
You know, but one thing about fishing, though, yeah, a lot of it is used with your mind, believe it or not. And I think a lot of guys forget that fact, and they especially a recreational guy. Let me put it that way. These guys will run out of their butt trying to find something.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a matter of, well, let's see, I got an hour and a half and the tide's going to stop and I need to be right here. And you start thinking about fish position. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do a lot of.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier about spots and how you got spots and Greg's got spots. And, you know, we all know spots. You can tell somebody about that spot, but they can go in there on the wrong tide. They may as well fish out there in the road.
And do no good.
Well, exactly. You know what's funny on my nighttime snook is to get people in there, and they've been fly throwers all, you know, for umpteen dozen years. They're throwing their brains out, and they can't stick one of those fish. And it's funny, they get to the point. I was fishing with Michael and his dad the other day, and he just, you know, he said, let's see you do it. And you go up there, and you make second cast and stick one, you know. And he goes, what did you do that I didn't do? Well, you learn that feeling or that niche of what it takes to catch them. And, you know, it's like Steve says, you show up there anytime, you might not get them.
That's right. I've got a dad and a son that I fish them in the winter, and then I fish them once or twice in the summer. He likes for me to fish. He said, I learn more when you fish than if you're just sitting up there running a trolling motor and telling me what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
A lot of people do pay attention. A lot of people do. And I know so many tournament guys that I don't even want to use the term get lucky, because I really don't believe in luck, although you make your own. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That hit the water for 8 hours a day and they'll burn out 70, 80 gallons worth of fuel and still know nothing when they get back.
Right.
It's amazing. So, you know, even a bad day of pre-fishing is a good day for me, because I've learned where I probably really don't want to be.
Right. So eliminating water is what we always used to call it.
Exactly. You know, when talking about our spots, we've never seen it more predominant as I like to think bass fishing. It's hard for me to tell you, hey, go over here to Eagle Lake. There's a little hydrilla ridge in 10 foot. It's right off this dock, right off this house. I guarantee you you'll catch them. And if you don't know exactly where you're at, it's over. It could be 100 fish stacked up and it's over. So it's getting out and learning things for yourself,
right?
And keeping that mental note of what's going on, what you do, where you're at, and that's how we all learn fishing.
Yeah, and you know, I have found, I don't do it, but I've found that if you do it, as far as keeping a log of what you do, if you fish that same area 6 months from later, sometimes it ain't productive.
I write everything down.
Yeah,
I
knew you did
everything down.
But fish are creatures of habit.
Yeah.
And believe me, whether it's fishing the West Coast where we love to fish, Steve, or it's going to North Carolina or it's going to Louisiana, you will find redfish a lot on the same type of structure. It's amazing. So,
this one young man out in the winter, I'll tell him a spot to throw, and he'll throw and he'll catch one. And he always says, how'd you know? Because I fished it 50 times. You know, I've caught them there. That's why I know. Right. But I always try to explain to them, don't just look at what you can see.
Right.
Look at what you can't see.
Exactly.
You know, if that point's coming down and disappears in the water, it doesn't stop when it gets to the water. Right. That point comes on out and comes out here and drops into the intercoastal.
That's right.
You're throwing over it and coming back. They're holding down off of that thing. You know, just stuff. It's fun. It's gratifying, though, to have that happen.
It's fishing.
Yeah. Well, Steve, we got to go, and we'll be back in our next segment, and we'll be talking with Greg Watts, and we'll talk a little bit more about redfish.
If there's one thing that's vital for every boater to have, it's a faithful battery. Captain Keeland of Awesome Fishing Radio depends on the folks at Battery USA to keep him hustling after the snook and redfish. Serving the Lakeland area since 1970, Battery USA carries a complete line of marine batteries, from starting batteries to deep cycle trolling batteries. Battery USA has the largest in-stock selection of batteries and electrical equipment supplies in the southeastern United States, and they work to meet the strict requirements of the most demanding boater. Located on Cumbie Road in Lakeland, Battery USA is your one-stop shop for all of your boating electrical needs. Don't forget, tell them Awesome Fishing Radio sent you.
Finally, a magazine published just for anglers who fish the Indian River Lagoon, Coastal Angler Magazine, with columns, news, events, and forums especially designed for the Florida fisherman. You can also check out the Coastal Angler online at CoastalAnglerMagazine.com. The Coastal Magazine for the Florida fisherman. Coastal Angler Magazine. It's also the magazine for Awesome Fishing Radio. Coastal Angler, subscribe today. Just log on to CoastalAnglerMagazine.com.
Tampa Bay Stitching Company is a full-scale custom embroidering company that's ready for today's growing corporate and individual needs. With over 16,000 designs on site, Tampa Bay Stitching Company is conveniently located in the Lakeland Square Mall, and they can create unique custom logos for any person, group, or occasion, including clubs, schools, parties, reunions, sports teams, and the list goes on and on. Partnering with their digitizing companies gives Tampa Bay Stitching Company the leading edge on creating special and specific custom logos for you and your business. Whether it's polo shirts, tees, caps, jackets, sweats, or other apparel, Tampa Bay Stitching Company is the complete source for all of your customized embroidery. Again, they're conveniently located in the Lakeland Square Mall. You can reach Tampa Bay Stitching Company by calling area code 863-859-5266. That's the Tampa Bay Stitching Company for all of your embroidering and customization needs.